Okay, mis queridos listeners, if any of you have ever had to deal with immigration paperwork for either yourself or a loved one, you already know it is a serious pain in the... So how is an undocumented person with limited English and in some cases limited education supposed to navigate our immigration system? Often these people are prone to getting swindled by those who pretend to make the process look easy and painless. There's a lot of people out there trying to take advantage and make a quick buck in the process. These people are often called notarios or notaries. Our producer, Marlon Bishop, has the story.
Angela Fernandez flips through a stack of paperwork.
As you can see, the application is 21 pages long. This is the new one. This is daunting, 21 pages to apply for citizenship.
She's the director of a nonprofit in Washington Heights, New York City. It's called the Northern Manhattan Coalition for Immigrant Rights. They help the public solve immigration issues. For every organization like hers that offers free, quality help, says Fernandez, there are many more that prey on immigrants.
We know that well over 50% of the individuals that come through here have had some kind of interaction with an individual who has promised them legal status, but they weren't able to help them with it.
Immigration fraud can take many forms. There are the dramatic stories of big-time scams, immigrants cheated out of tens of thousands of dollars. But often, it's more banal than that. Just immigration work done poorly by people who aren't licensed, often containing mistakes.
If you make a mistake in your taxes, the worst that can happen is that you have to pay a fine. When you make a mistake in any type of immigration application, you can find yourself torn from your family and from your community.
All over immigrant enclaves such as this one, there are signs, banners, and flyers offering help with immigration. They often advertise as a notario público, Spanish for notary public.
In Latin America, a notario público is actually a very high-end attorney.
This is Valeria Trevis. She runs a nonprofit in Queens called NICE, New Immigrant Community Empowerment.
So many Latin American immigrants confuse a public notary for a notario público. And there's notario públicos out there, or public notaries, that take advantage of the fact that there's this confusion around the language and sort of misrepresent themselves.
By law, notarios cannot provide legal advice. But a study by Valeria's nonprofit found that over 20% of the notarios in her area advertise legal services.
We also found that, according to the law, you're supposed to have a sign that says not an attorney. Nobody had the not an attorney sign.
But there are a few things notarios are allowed to do, like help fill out immigration forms.
The provider can actually act as a scribe, like what's your name, last name, address, this, that, right? So literally as a scribe where you're actually transcribing people's answers. It's a very fine line between doing that and actually giving people advice as to how to fill out a form. They cannot choose the form for you. They cannot give you advice.
I visited a notario in Washington Heights named Jay Mercado. He runs a business called New Age Multi-Services.
We work in the community helping individuals try to become citizens and with some of their immigration paperwork at a low cost.
Mercado says it's true that a lot of notarios are scammers. They overcharge for simple services or promise they can get work authorization for people who are not eligible. But he says he's one of the good guys, doing honest work, and that in most cases, the forms are pretty easy to fill out correctly.
And like everything, once you learn the procedure, okay, you know, it's like, you know, changing a car oil. You learn the steps, and it's boom, boom, boom.
But sometimes it's more like boom, boom, oops, we messed up your papers.
So earlier this year, my father decided that he was going to apply for citizenship.
This is Juan Ramirez. His father was referred by a social worker to a storefront church in Upper Manhattan that runs an immigration service on the side.
They took advantage of him. They filled out his paperwork poorly. They charged him $125. There are free services in the city. A lot of the questions were left blanks. A lot of the questions were answered incorrectly. Things that would have been very easy to spot.
Most gravely, Juan's father had some legal problems years ago. But the preparer who submitted his application didn't include mention of it. It put his application in jeopardy.
The notario was very dismissive, saying, oh, you know, this happens. People have things in their past. Don't worry about it. There are no guarantees. My father got a guarantee, and it could have ended badly. My father could be deported. My father could be in removals. My father could have gotten his citizenship. It doesn't matter. They got their 125, and that's that's the bottom line for them.
Several people I spoke to in Washington Heights told me about the church's reputation for providing sketchy services, so I decided to stop by. Outside, there's an awning decked out with images of American flags and bald eagles. It reads Center for American Citizenship. Another awning advertises, "We attend all types of immigration cases." Inside the cramped basement office, a man with a thick mustache and Hawaiian shirt sits behind a desk. That man is Pastor Bernardo Favre.
Aunque somos una iglesia, pero no recibimos dinero. Entonces le cobramos una pequeña ayuda a las personas dependiendo de lo que ellos puedan pagar.
He says the church needs money to support itself, so it asks for a little help in return. How much do they charge, I ask?
No hay exactamente una cifra exacta.
There's no exact number, he says. It's by donation. Then, when I started to ask about the legality of what they do, a woman sitting next to Pastor Favre interrupted.
I don't see an ID on you. Can I see your ID?
This is my driver's license.
That's your driver's license. No, but I want an ID about the radio and the company that you're doing this thing on. No, it's okay. I want your ID.
I was asked to stop recording before I could ask further questions. When Juan Ramirez tried to follow up on his father's case, he got a similar response, his questions avoided and phone calls unreturned. Ramirez's father should have been referred to a lawyer. There's no question about that. But despite the evasive behavior, as long as the church filled out his forms without giving any guidance, they may not have done anything against the law. And that's part of the problem, says Valeria Trevis of NICE. She thinks unlicensed people shouldn't be able to do this delicate work. But as long as they can, they will.
We live in a capitalist society, and like people will extract a dollar any way that they can. And this has clearly been identified as something that people want. They really want paper. So you'll find all sorts of providers out there to provide this for people.
Immigrant advocates are split on the issue. Some want to train the notarios to do better. Others want to shut them down completely. Last week, the New York State Assembly passed a bill creating new regulations for notarios, forcing them to provide clear contracts and offer no-questions-asked refunds, for example. The bill also establishes notario fraud as a crime. But Angela Fernandez from the Northern Manhattan Coalition for Immigrant Rights says the problem goes deeper than anything the courts can solve.
There are very few resources that can guide people through the process of regularizing their status. And so because we don't have these resources, it's very easy for the storefronts to pop up.
She says funding from the city for organizations like hers has gone down over the years. Most immigrants simply can't afford to go to a lawyer. And there's just not enough free help to go around. So the notarios fill the vacuum. Despite these challenges, immigrants do their best to figure out how to navigate the immigration maze on their own. Back at the waiting room at Fernandez's Washington Heights offices, about a dozen people wait to speak with trained paralegals. Gustavo, who declined to give his last name because of his status, says his grandmother warned him about notarios after she was scammed twice. Take it slow. Talk to different people, he says. And don't rush into anything. For Latino USA, I'm Marlon Bishop.